Support for Everything Racing Podcast is brought to you by Manscaped. Get 20% off plus free shipping at manscaped.com using the code RACING20. That's RACING20. Manscaped, your balls will thank you. Motorsport is as much about the machine as it is about the man or woman strapped inside it. Success only comes when both the driver and the car are working in harmony. And there is no driver this generation that has been as successful as Lewis Hamilton. At the time of writing, he is a 7-time Formula One world champion, statistically the most successful driver of all time, and it looks like he's going to go on to become the greatest driver in history. But without great cars, Lewis wouldn't have been as incredibly successful as he's been. And that's not to take away from his achievements in any way, it's just a fact. The cars he's driven have all led him to victory throughout his 14 seasons in Formula One. And it's these cars I am ranking today. There are several things I'm basing this list on. Obviously, statistics are important. A car which Lewis only won one race in is going to rank lower than a car he won 10 races in. But don't assume the seasons with the most wins will automatically rank higher. A car's overall success will be taken into account, including Lewis's teammates' results, as well as how dominant they were, how much better they were compared to its opposition, the steps forward they took over the previous efforts, and the impact a particular car made on Lewis's career are all part of the criteria for this list. I'm Rob Manifold, you're listening to Everything Racing Podcast, and these are Lewis Hamilton's F1 cars ranked from worst to best, per my opinion. Number 14, McLaren MP4 24, 2009. Following Lewis's championship winning season in 2008, expectations were naturally sky high heading into 2009. The MP4 23 was a great car, as I'll discuss later on, and by the end of 2008, McLaren were arguably the best team at extracting the maximum from their package. But the regulations changed for 2009 and McLaren were caught with their pants down. The MP4 24 was a mess. It was slow, horribly unbalanced with insufficient aerodynamic downforce. McLaren were only one of two teams, themselves and Ferrari, to run the brand new KERS system for 2009, and that year's Ferrari suffered for it as well. It was just too heavy and it wasn't exactly reliable, so any benefits from it were pretty much lost. McLaren developed the car throughout the year, and by mid-season it was much better. Lewis even managed to drag two wins out of it in Hungary and Singapore. But overall, this was the worst F1 car Lewis has ever driven by far. Number 13, Mercedes F1 W04 2013. Hamilton surprised everybody when he decided to leave McLaren to the then struggling Mercedes team to replace Michael Schumacher. Mercedes had only won one race in 3 years and people thought Lewis had committed career suicide. But Lewis and his teammate Nico Rosberg showed that Mercedes were making progress, and in 2013, the W04 proved to be the most successful car they'd made up to that point. And despite only winning one race compared to Rosberg's two, Lewis finished fourth in the Drivers' Championship, 2 spots ahead of his teammate. Other highlights include a pole position for the British Grand Prix before his Pirelli tyre said bye-bye early in the race, and then Lewis fought his way back to an impressive 4th place. 2013 was certainly a development year for the team, preparing for the years ahead as F1 changed its technical regulations, and whilst the W04 naturally gets forgotten about, it's not a bad car. Number 12, McLaren MP4 26, 2011. In what was perhaps Lewis's worst season in F1, McLaren built a decent car that his teammate Jenson Button took full advantage of, finishing second in the Drivers' Championship, having had perhaps the best season of his entire career. And when Lewis was on form in 2011, he took full advantage of the MP4 26 as well, winning 3 races, the same as his teammate. But when Lewis wasn't winning races, he was driving like a bit of a lunatic. He was far from the full package that he's become over time, and therefore, we never really saw what Lewis could truly do in this car. But what we do know is he finished 5th in the World Championship, having been completely shown up by his teammate. But because Button demonstrated that the car was actually good enough to finish 2nd in the standings, it can't be considered the outright worst car Lewis has driven. That would be unfair. But considering it's the car that took Lewis to one of his worst seasons, it can't rank any higher than 12th on this list. Number 11, the McLaren MP427 2012. The 2012 McLaren MP427 was arguably the best car in 2012. It was extremely quick, and Lewis won 4 races in it, the second most, only behind world champion Sebastian Vettel with 5. Button would also win 3 races of his own, so in terms of race wins, the MP427 was the equal most successful car that year with 7 wins, the same as Red Bull, who also had 7. And the races that MP427 won, it did so in style. But the reason it sits so low on this list is because of its reliability. Lewis had 2 wins stolen from him because the car let him down, with the retirement whilst comfortably leading in Singapore essentially ending his title challenge. Up to that point, Lewis was lying second in the standings with a real chance at a second world title. Another heartbreaking retirement in Abu Dhabi summed up the MP427, a quick as hell package with one huge flaw, that being it wouldn't always finish any race it started. Before we hit the top 10, I want to play a promo for my good friends in America, the Outlap F1 podcast. If you haven't listened to John, James, Andy, and Deanna discuss F1, you're missing out.
From the Sports Talk Garage Network studio in Chicago comes an exciting new Formula One podcast with a unique perspective. Introducing the Outlap F1 podcast, where we give you an American take on all things Formula One. While we might be divided by our rival support of Ferrari Red and Mercedes Blue, we are united by our love of Formula One from the past and the present. Listen in for race reviews, previews, news, and a guaranteed few laughs along the way. We're available on all major podcasting apps, so hit that subscribe button now. Be sure to check us out on Twitter and Instagram at Outlap F1 Podcast or on our website at www.outlapf1.com.
Number 10, McLaren MP425 2010. Firstly, the MP425 is stunning. In fact, the majority of the McLarens from around this time are beautiful. But a car's beauty doesn't make it fast, and thankfully, the MP425 was quick. It allowed both Hamilton and Button to contest the 2012 Drivers' Championship until the end of the season, with Lewis still being mathematically in the title race at the season finale in Abu Dhabi. But 2010 was a season where the battle at the front was really close between Red Bull, Ferrari and McLaren, so perhaps that's why the MP425 doesn't stand out compared to other cars yet to come on this list. But it took Lewis and Jensen to 4th and 5th in the championship respectively, with Lewis winning 3 races, the Buttons 2. And whilst it wasn't completely bulletproof, it didn't outright cost Lewis a crack at a title like the MP427. So with these things in mind, I rank the MP425 above the 2012 car, despite the fact that I would say, when operating to its full potential, the MP427 was a better car. Now that car didn't let Lewis down when it truly mattered, and Lewis still had a shot at glory at the final race with the 2010 car. These two cars were tricky to rank, but I've settled for the 2012 car in 11th and the 2010 car in 10th. Number 9, McLaren MP422 2007. Perhaps the most important car of Lewis's career. If McLaren hadn't have built as great a car as they did, Lewis wouldn't have had the incredible rise to superstardom that he did. But Lewis showed just how naturally talented he was, even in his rookie season, by jumping into the MP422 and delivering podiums straight away. In fact, Lewis scored podiums in his first 9 races, including 2 wins in Canada and in the USA, something even his double world champion teammate Alonso couldn't manage. Perhaps Lewis didn't have the traditional climb to the front of the grid that pretty much every other successful driver had to make, but that's not Lewis's fault. He still had to drive the car, and he drove the wheels off it. It was also incredibly reliable, with neither Lewis or Fernando retiring from a race due to mechanical issues. But Lewis failed to capture the World Championship. In fact, neither McLaren driver did. Both Hamilton and Alonso would tie on points, just 1 point off Kimi Raikkonen. So you could say that without winning the title, neither Lewis or his more experienced teammate truly maximised the MP422's potential. But every car coming up on this list has won the driver's title, so therefore I cannot rank the MP422 higher than 9th on this list. Number 8, Mercedes AMG F1 W08 EQ Power Plus 2017. For 2017, the regulations had seen their biggest change in years, with the cars now becoming a lot wider with bigger rear wings to increase top speeds and reduce lap time. If there were any question marks as to whether Mercedes might fall behind going forward, they were quickly squashed. The W08 was a really good car. At times, it was miles faster than everything else on track, and it took Hamilton to his fourth driver's title. So you might be thinking, Senf is a bit low for a car of such quality. Well, to be honest, I found it difficult to slot this car into the ranking because it was an excellent package, but I think the following cars either improved on their predecessors in more profound ways, like they were more competitive or they were challenged less for the title. The W08 was great, but Sebastian Vettel stayed in the title fight right until the end of the season, and if it hadn't been for reliability issues in the more critical moments of the championship, he may well have beaten Lewis. The Ferrari SF70H was at least equal to the W08, whilst almost every other car going forward were either substantially better than its predecessor, or they were more noteworthy when discussing Lewis's legacy in the sport. Don't get it wrong though, the W08 from 2017 is still a fantastic car, as almost all of his Mercedes have been. Support for Everything Racing Podcast is brought to you by Manscaped, who is the best in men's below-the-waist grooming. Manscaped offers precision-engineered tools for your family jewels. They obsess over the technology developments to provide you the best tools for your grooming experience. Manscaped is trusted by over 2 million men worldwide. Join the movement for all your below-the-waist grooming needs. Now, let's just be frank about this. It's a tricky business going about sorting out that region, you know. It's a bit hairy, no pun intended. But that's why Manscaped have redesigned the electric trimmer. The Manscaped engineering team spent 18 months perfecting the greatest ball hair trimmer ever created, the Lawnmower 3.0. Now, let me tell you something. I have never used a product like this before in my life. But Manscaped with the Lawnmower 3.0 have provided a product which, I've got to be honest, shouldn't work as well as it does. It is very comfortable. Now, obviously, you've got to take precautions to make sure you aren't going to hurt yourself with it. Naturally, it's a very tender part of the body. But even a klutz like me actually is able to use the Lawnmower 3.0 and get the job done, and it actually be quite an enjoyable experience, if that doesn't sound weird. Their third generation trimmer features a cutting edge ceramic blade to reduce grooming accidents thanks to advanced skin safe technology pioneered by Manscaped. When I tell you that the product is premium, I mean it's premium. The battery will last you up to 90 minutes. I mean, that's like the length of most Grand Prix. Come on. You can shave your nuts for a length of a Grand Prix if you want to. The waterproof technology allows you to groom in the shower as well, which is a bit of a blessing for me, to be honest. Just, yeah, makes things a lot easier. One of the coolest features is the LED light, which illuminates grooming areas for a closer, more precise trimming experience. They've also updated to a 7,000 RPM motor with quiet stroke technology. 7,000 RPM, that's about the power of the 2020 Ferrari engine, isn't it? And let's not forget about the charging stand. Show your mower off loud and proud, because this intelligently designed stand is a convenient charging dock powered by USB. If you're listening to me speak right now, first of all, thank you. I want you to experience it firsthand for yourself. So get 20% off plus free shipping with the code RACING20 at manscaped.com. That's RACING20 at manscaped.com. Manscaped, your balls will thank you. Number 7, Mercedes F1 W06 Hybrid 2015. 2015 was a pretty easy season for Hamilton and Mercedes. With the exception of three races which were won by Sebastian Vettel in his Ferrari, Mercedes cleaned house, with Lewis winning 10 races out of the 19 to wrap the title up with three races to go. But the gap between Mercedes and Ferrari had at least decreased a little bit, meaning that Vettel and Raikkonen on occasion were able to really push the Mercedes cars, even if they weren't always successful. In 2014, Mercedes had been completely dominant, with only three races going to Daniel Ricciardo and the Red Bull, two of which came after the all-conquering Mercedes ran into trouble. So to see the opposition at least close the gap to them is important when discussing the car's spot on this list. It was the best car, at times, by a country mile, but it was clear that if teams like Ferrari and Red Bull continued their development, it wouldn't be long before Mercedes would have a true fight on their hands. Number 6, Mercedes F1 W07 Hybrid 2016. You might be wondering, hey Rob, Lewis didn't win the world title in this car, yet you've ranked it ahead of the 2015 and 2017 cars. You're right, I have. It's difficult to ignore a car which won 19 out of 21 races. It's one of the most dominant cars of all time, it having won 90.47% of the races in 2016. That is staggering. Apart from this year's car, it's the last truly dominant Mercedes the team have built, and whilst the car's only reliability issue saw Lewis miss out on an easy win at the Malaysian Grand Prix, it was practically bulletproof. That retirement essentially cost Lewis the world championship to his teammate Rosberg, despite Lewis winning more races, 10-9. So I have to place this car higher. It was an insane package that it can't be ignored. If Lewis had managed to win the title, it would probably be number 2. But every car going forward took Hamilton to championship glory. Therefore, it could only sit at number 6 on this list. Number 5, Mercedes-AMG F1 W09 EQ Power Plus 2018. The 2018 car was a rocket ship. When it wasn't winning races, it was making spectacular recovery drives, such as in Germany. And it really suited Lewis's driving style, as he was able to maximise the car's potential, completely blowing away his teammate Bottas. The only reason it isn't higher on the list is because, like with the 2017 car, the 2018 Ferrari was at least a match for it. And if it hadn't been for a number of high-profile mistakes from Sebastian Vettel, the German may well have won the championship. The Ferrari was faster than the Mercedes as well, which made the battle between the two extremely tight, especially on the more fast circuits like Silverstone and Spa. The season wasn't completely plain sailing for Hamilton either. Both Bottas and Lewis suffered mechanical issues at the Austrian Grand Prix, something that was unheard of in the modern Mercs. But the W09 continued Mercedes' incredible run of form, winning both the drivers' and constructors' titles, demonstrating that the team truly had a grasp of the new regulations, something that even when the opposition closed in, they and Hamilton were always able to keep them at arm's reach. Number 4, McLaren MP423 2008. When talking about Lewis's greatest cars, the MP423 cannot be ignored. I mean, it took Lewis to his first world title at only 23 years of age. Whilst Ferrari pushed McLaren and Lewis to the final moments of the season in their battle for the championship, the McLaren always looked like it had the legs over the Ferrari F2008. I mean, yes, it wasn't the most dominant car that Lewis has ever driven. It wasn't anywhere near Lewis's best season either, but two races stand out in my mind that showed that the combination of Hamilton and the MP423 was formidable. The Monaco Grand Prix, where he recovered from a puncture early on to take his first victory in the Principality, and of course, the British Grand Prix. Don't at me, but his drive to victory at the 2008 British Grand Prix was the best drive of Lewis's career, on par with what Senna did at Estoril in 85 and in Donington in 93, as well as Schumacher in Spain in 96. It's on that level. Any car that takes someone to a drive that special automatically places high, and since this is the car that truly sent Lewis into the history books, it should slot into the top 4 on this list. While some of the Mercs below it are better all-rounders, there is no denying that when you're looking at the story of Lewis's career, the MP423 is one of the most important aspects of it, and undoubtedly it's the best McLaren he ever drove because of it. Number 3, Mercedes-AMG F1 W10 EQ Power Plus 2019. The second most recent car in this ranking, the W10 was an awesome car. Lewis didn't suffer from a single mechanical issue, with Bottas only suffering from one in Brazil. Aside from that, it was insanely reliable. The car was so good, in fact, that it won the first 8 races in a row. No Mercedes that Lewis has driven has done that, not even the almighty 2016 W07. It was so far ahead of everything else, people began to claim the car as good as the W10 were contributing to the sport's supposed slow death. It was untouchable, to the point where people have named the 2019 French Grand Prix a race Lewis dominated without any issues as one of the worst races of all time. Not since the Ferrari F2004 had people made statements similar to this, and it was for the same reasons. The F2004 was just unbeatable, and for the first 8 races of the 2019 season, so was the Mercedes. Whilst you can argue that Red Bull and Ferrari closed the gap as the season went on, they never truly got close to challenging Lewis and Mercedes. Hamilton would wrap up the title with 2 races to spare, finishing the season with 11 wins, and his teammate Bottas with 4. It was devastatingly fast. For me, Lewis's third best car, but it's not quite those career-defining machines, especially when it's compared to the final 2 entries on this list. Number 2, Mercedes F1 W05 Hybrid 2014. The importance of this car for Lewis's legacy cannot be understated. He left McLaren in 2012 for Mercedes, and like I said earlier, it was considered career suicide. But this car was the reason why he left. The W05 was by far and away the best car on the 2014 grid, and Lewis, who still wasn't the total package that he is now, fought tooth and nail with his teammate and now arch-rival Nico Rosberg for the title. And yes, Lewis and Nico did suffer from reliability issues. Lewis's car famously caught fire during qualifying for the Hungarian Grand Prix, for example. But in 2014, the Mercedes was terrifyingly good. Look at their pace in Bahrain, for example. Despite a late safety car period, the two battling teammates were still able to pull out a 25-second lead in just 10 laps over third-place Sergio Perez. 25 seconds in 10 laps. Even by today's standards, that's mental. That's how far ahead the W05 was. Mercedes just got everything so right. Of course, there was going to be teething issues. The new regulations meant the cars were now even more technical, relying on electronics and more eco-friendly technology than we'd ever seen before, so things were bound to go wrong from time to time. But the W05 is the car that took Lewis to the second world championship he desired so much. During a time where Red Bull had completely taken over proceedings as F1's team to beat, with Sebastian Vettel winning 4 world titles in a row, Hamilton winning that second world title showed that there was a changing of the guard. And when we're looking at these cars from Lewis's perspective only, this is the car that changed everything for him, and it did so in one of the most dominant seasons we've ever seen. And for me personally, when I think back to Lewis's career, the 2014 season sits right up alongside 2008 as the most important ones, maybe even more so because of the struggles he'd had, especially in his fight against Rosberg. And that's why the Mercedes F1 W05 Hybrid is number 2 on this list. In fact, it was number 1 for a long time. But that was until a certain car hit the track only a few months ago, and it blew every other car on this list out of the water. That being, number 1, Mercedes AMG F1 W11 EQ Performance 2020. Unless Mercedes builds something truly spectacular for 2021, this might well go down in history as the best car Lewis Hamilton will ever drive. From the moment the W11 hit the track during pre-season testing, it looked utterly formidable. And that wasn't even because of the new DAS system, something that James Allison has said Mercedes never fully utilized, apparently. Though that being said, the moment it was discovered that the driver could manually adjust the position of the steering wheel to help the tyres in some way, we all knew the game was up. Mercedes were going to be a true powerhouse in 2020, and out of the box when the season finally began in the summer, the W11 was a full second a lap quicker on average than everything else. It was devastatingly fast. But the thing that made the Mercedes 2020 machine so much better than anything they'd produced before was just how poised the car was at all times. It's one of the few times where it genuinely looked like a car was driving on rails. It was so smooth, so planted. Driving it on the limit looked effortless, no matter where they were or what corners they were facing. I mean, sure, it still had the same issues that all Mercedes seem to face, in that it isn't particularly great when stuck in traffic fighting through the field. But during a season where Lewis spent the vast majority of each race out front untroubled, you rarely saw the car's flaws anyway. The W11 was so superior to every other car on the grid in 2020. So much faster, so much more consistent, so much more drivable. And the last fact is backed up by the way George Russell was able to jump into it and be on the pace straight away, despite the fact that 1, he'd never driven it before, and 2, he couldn't fit in it properly. It speaks volumes about a car's quality that someone could literally jump into it and top the timesheets immediately. It was also extremely reliable, with only one mechanical retirement to its name when Bottas's power unit let him down at the Nürburgring. The W11 will go down in history, not just for being the best F1 car of the hybrid era so far, not just for being the best car Mercedes has ever created, not even for being the best car Lewis Hamilton has ever driven, and that is saying something considering the quality of the machinery he's had underneath him, but because it might well be the best F1 car of all time, on the same level as the McLaren MP44, the Williams FW13B, and the Ferrari F2004. It was that good. And undoubtedly, it had to be number 1 on my list. And there you have it. What do you think? Let me know on social media. Just search for Everything Racing Podcast on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And be sure to subscribe to the podcast on your podcast app of choice and leave a rating and a review. Thank you for listening. I'm Rob Manifold, and I'll see you around the next corner.